Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hey, friends, welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Laura Wiffler, and I will be joined soon by my co-host, Emily Jensen. But before I get to that, you guys, Gospel Mom is out. It's out in the world. It has been so fun to see all of you guys sharing pictures with your books, to see Gospel Mom in your homes. That is a dream for Emily and I, and it makes us so happy and so excited. So please keep sharing what you're learning with us. And remember, it is not too late to grab your copy at the link in the show notes if you haven't picked up the book yet. Gospel Mom, with this book, it is really our hope that if you read our first book, Risen Motherhood, the kind of iconic green book that we have, that you would pick up Gospel Mom, so you can go even deeper in learning how to apply the gospel to your personal life. The outline of this book is what we are talking about in this series. And while there is so much to glean, even if you don't read the book, our hope is that it will serve you with additional content and perspective as you read. Today, Emily and I are going to talk about Spiritual Disciplines and Habits, Chapter 5 and Chapter 6. Second, one other announcement before I let you go. If you are new around here or missed the news, we announced earlier this year that the Ministry of Risen Motherhood will be closing in April 2025. Emily and I have a podcast episode, a letter to our community, and more available at the link in show notes if you want to learn more about it. But here's what we're excited to share today. And I think it's the first time we've shared it on the show. We are going out with a huge party on April 5th, 2025. We are streaming it all live from Fort Worth, Texas. And we'd love if you grabbed your mom pals and join us via simulcast for a time of reflection on all God has done through the Ministry of Risen Motherhood. Tickets are free. You just need to register at risenmotherhood.com/celebration party. Okay, let's get to today's show with Emily and I. So a few years ago, you and I coined the phrase, the little years are not the lost years. And I feel like it kind of became a bit of a mantra for Risen Motherhood. It seemed to resonate with so many moms. And I think because it can be used in a ton of applications, right? We lose a lot of things in motherhood, our habits, our self-care, our sleep. And even thinking back to our last miniseries, Whole, that we did last spring, you and I, just sort of as moms, we have to go through a season where we have to rediscover some of those things that it felt like we lost. But when we originally coined this phrase, what we really meant was that it is the little years do not have to be the lost years in terms of our spiritual disciplines and our spiritual habits. And there are kind of those two main questions that we hear from moms, right? They're saying, hey, how can I apply the gospel to my life the way that you guys do, which we talked a lot about in the last show. And then also, how do I have time to fill in the blank spiritual practice? Quiet times, prayer, Sabbath, scripture memory, those kind of things.
Yeah, all the things, because we have such a specific picture in our minds as moms about what those things are supposed to look like. And I think, especially if we sincerely want to follow the Lord and we love Christ, like we want to be spending all this time doing these things. We have this idealistic great plan in our minds of like, we're going to have a prayer binder and I'm going to go through all these friends and I'm going to, you know, do all of these different things and I'm going to have my quiet time this way and all of these different things. But we realize that motherhood requires just a tremendous amount of flexibility and figuring out what that looks like in our lives. And I think the reality is that learning to apply the gospel, all of these truths that we find out in scripture to our lives is very much related to how disciplined we are in doing some of those things and how regularly we are connected to God through his word and prayer. And so there's very much this sense of, yes, we need his word, but we need some means of, it's called like a means of grace a lot of times, right? A means of interacting with that regularly. And I think just we know this from other topics in life where you're like kind of, if something is right in front of you, you're thinking about it a lot, but it's like out of sight, out of mind, you know? And if you're not reading something or looking at something for a long time, you just kind of forget about it. And like, for sure, that's true about God's word too.
Yeah. I think that's where those two questions are so
interrelated, or like, to me, it's almost like the same question, because you're saying, hey, how do I get gospel growth? Mm-hmm. And then also, how do I have time for spiritual disciplines? And it's like, well, you can't have spiritual disciplines without getting gospel growth. Like mm-hmm. that's a natural byproduct, except yeah. that's awesome. And then you don't really have, gospel growth without practicing those spiritual disciplines. And so mm-hmm. they come hand in hand. So we see a lot of moms asking for those things. And I mean, we want those things too. And that's where what we're talking about on today's show, spiritual habits, spiritual disciplines, becomes so important, because they are really how you start to get it under your skin for what it means to be a gospel mom. You know, believing in the gospel, it's you're saved once, you don't have to do it over and over again, but that growth part takes mm-hmm. time. It's something that we're always moving in. We talked a ton about it last episode, of just all the opportunities we have for growing in our understanding of God and his plan for our lives. And so we want to talk today about what those habits and practices kind of look like. We're going to do, of course, as per usual, a big flyover of these things. And we use a plant analogy in the book for moms. And Em, this was your idea, so I want you to kind of like talk it out for the crew.
So very inspired by houseplants when we wrote this. Or frustrated with them, one of the two. But we're trying to come up with like some different categories or ways of thinking about this. So one thing that a gospel mom needs is spiritual disciplines. And these are probably the things that we're most familiar with, like reading your Bible on a regular basis. We talked about this in the last episode, like plow and trowel, the abide method, all of those different things. Things like prayer are really important to do on a regular basis. Things like meeting together in corporate worship and being a part of a church and having other believers in our lives. And so
Memorizing scripture.
Yes, memorizing one, scripture. Sabbath. And a lot of these things are word-based, like word of God-based. Mm. And they are kind of the straightforward things we think of when we're like, quiet time, you know, what are those spiritual disciplines? And we really were talking about these as the stake in a mom's life. And I have some plants at home that they're near a window and they've gotten rather large. And like, if I did not have a stake tied to them, they would be folded over onto themselves, their growth would be stunted, they would not be able to freely reach toward the light. And so the stake just provides a support for healthy growth. And we really feel like that's a lot of what these disciplines do in a mom's life over and over again, is it provides you that regular support that you need to keep growing in Christ, right? As you read the word, it does not return void, and God does work in your heart. As you pray and you talk to God, that allows you to have your eyes open to the things that he's doing. And there's all these different implications of that. So we feel like this is kind of the thing, that these spiritual disciplines, you need them in every season. They're not going to be exactly the same and the same quantity and same forms every time. But like, these are the things that you really need in your life as a Christian to grow throughout the course of your walk.
Yeah. And I think that's why it's good to put energy and effort towards spiritual disciplines. And we have a lot of past shows basically on every spiritual discipline. Yeah. We've probably covered a full show. So instead of going through them all here for you, we want to point you to that. Or again, in our book, we've really detailed out a lot of those things and how they work in mom life, and some even like immediate action steps that you can take. And there, again, the shows do a lot of those kind of things as well. But with spiritual disciplines, again, that goes kind of back up to what we just were talking about, of like, this is how you really learn to be understand what it means to be a gospel mom. But I think what's interesting is in these spiritual habits, which is a different chapter in the book, those are, they're more of an art form, right? Mm-hmm. They're a little bit more, they're still going to help you get the gospel under your skin, but it's almost like the practice. It's like the living out of these disciplines that you've been spending so much time putting energy and effort into. It's sort of like, okay, now I'm applying these things into the habits in order to have a more holistic lifestyle that honors just the way God's plan and design is for humanity and for the way that we were built. So things in spiritual habits, those are a little bit more like the, I think of a lot of my plants and I feel like they're kind of finicky, you know, and they might need a little bit more sun and just need to be like turned a little bit or rotated. And I'm like, oh, that's all you needed was just to be rotated or pulled out of the corner. Or maybe it's something like when you need to prune your plants and, you know, you kind of got to Google it and figure it out and try a few times, and when you should fertilize it and just all these different things. And with that, with a mom, that equates to things like how much rest we need, how much self-care and what kinds we need,
awe, experiencing awe of God, monitoring what we take in, knowing that what we put in our hearts and minds through our eyes and ears is what comes out, even thinking about friendship. So a lot of those different things are really where these spiritual habits are formed. And it's these regular rhythms of soul care that really help us thrive and flourish as a Christian. And they're things that are a little touch and go, right? They take being willing to adjust. And sometimes spiritual disciplines, I could just be like, okay, memorize one verse a week and I can do it the rest of my life and know that I'm going to grow, you know, type of thing. And spiritual habits don't always feel so clean cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I think when we say like the little years are not the lost years, what we mean is that these things, these habits, these disciplines are available to us in every season of motherhood. And we also need to be open-handed and flexible about what they look like and knowing that, yeah, in some seasons it's going to be just listening to the audio Bible 10 minutes a day and like we're doing good to do that 3 days a week or whatever those things are. And then in other seasons we might be involved in a really intensive Bible study and we're meeting together with other women going through that regularly. And so these things are going to come and go. But the point is that they can be integrated into your life and they need to be integrated into your life in some way and not to just throw them to the side and say, okay, maybe when my kids are older, maybe when I have less things on my plate, then I will worry about these things. Or, oh, I know I'm kind of like vegging out a lot on Instagram right now, or I'm not really monitoring like, you know, the Netflix shows that I'm watching are getting to be pretty bad, but oh, well, you know, that probably doesn't matter that much. It's recognizing that all these different pieces of the puzzle in our lives form us and shape us and contribute to how healthy we are and how well we're growing. And ultimately the growth is by the Spirit through the Word of God, but like we can cultivate and create habits and environments and patterns that allow good, healthy growth to happen or tend to like make growth really challenging. And we get to participate in that. And that's so exciting. Okay. What is your favorite part of these chapters, Laura?
Okay. My favorite was definitely just the plant analogy. I mean, it's really woven throughout both chapters, but one of the things that we talk about is just how every plant is unique. We even mentioned my mom's love for plants and how caring for each of them is an art form. And I think what is so great about this is that you need to find what works for you. And I know that I've just met friends. It's funny because like I feel like at my church, they're sort of like these women who love the deep line by line Bible study and they are just diehards. You know, it's like for them, that is their lifeline. And then we have other women who are at a point where they're just like, hey, I just want something a little bit lighter. I want someone to hold my hand a little bit more. And that's great. They're both studying the Bible. They're both in growing. God's word and they're both growing. Mm-hmm. And different things are working for each of them. And that can be for so many reasons, right? Personality, life experience, where they're at with the Lord. Like there are a lot of different things that factor in. And one of the themes I know that you and I continually go back to at Risen Motherhood and our book, Gospel Mom, and especially in this podcast series, as we talk about what a gospel mom is it's allowing yourself freedom to flourish in Christ for as the mom that God made you to be. And so when we think about spiritual habits and spiritual disciplines, so often we want that roadmap. We want the checklist. We want to look, okay, she's doing it for 30 minutes a day. Well, I need to do that same thing too. And wow, look at her like memorizing verses and she's got tattoos on her wrist with letters. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, that is what a good mom who wants to grow in Christ does. And no, like there, you can take time just like, hey, we liked this vacation. We didn't like that vacation very much. Great, go where you like to go. I think within that, there is freedom with what God has for us of saying, you can study the Bible like this, and you can study the Bible like that. There are also ways to not study the Bible, right?
Yeah, there are bad ways.
There are bad ways too. But within these boundaries, there's so much freedom. And I love that. I love that for us.
I love
that for moms.
And I love the plant analogy too, because what's encouraging to me always is to remember that my plants' lives are not going to rise or fall based on like one missed watering, you know? And it's really the pattern and the trajectory of what you do to them over time. It's not the one little thing that you missed or like, oh, I forgot to pull that leaf off or yeah, it's looking a little dry over there and I neglected it. And it's like, okay, well, let me go ahead and fill it up now. And like, they are really resilient. Yeah. And I don't know. I just think about that a lot of, you know, sometimes it feels like we're rating ourselves each day by, did I do this discipline? Did I not do this discipline? Then I'm good or I'm not good. And it's like, just, it's so much, our lives are so much longer than that. And that
we're so much more resilient than that. And God is so much bigger than that. And so yes, like all of this, if I stopped watering my plants, eventually they would die, but there's like a lot more to them than that. They're not that fickle. I also loved that we covered, I guess, the spiritual habits part. And I know when we started out writing the book, we knew like we want to cover the obvious things, right? Like the Bible reading, the prayer, the fellowship with church. But then we felt like there were all these other things that had impacted us as moms that were really rooted in principles in God's word. And like, we weren't even sure like how to bring them all together. Remember, we were like, how are we going to categorize all of these? And like, what do you include in the book and not include in the book? And in the end, we didn't include every habit we could have included. Yeah. We just kind of picked some that we felt like were most helpful. And that's really where the habits chapter was born, is like looking, beyond just quiet time and trying to think about all different areas that if we live in line with the way that God created us, it works better that way. And it does contribute to an overall healthier Christian growth, a healthier life, knowing that the fall, all those things. I don't know. I thought it was really interesting, really diving into the implications of like, again, the things that you watch and take in, who your friends are, how you rest, like all of that also matters to your growth as a Christian.
Well, and even with the habits, you know, so much of it, that's cultivating a sustainable life. And I find that when my habits are in line, I actually do better at my disciplines. And sometimes I don't think it's the other way around. Like, and maybe for some people it is, like, we're all unique, but that idea that I might have my disciplines down pat, but they're just rote and I'm really not living in a sustainable way. I, you know, am not engaged in community or deep discussions with friends. I'm not experiencing awe. I'm not getting good rest, things like that. And okay, I'm checking some boxes off, but typically like that means that the transformation is like much harder. It's like I'm asking my body to work uphill, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I find that when I have some of those habits set in place, typically that affords more flourishing holistically in my life. And they're so often forgotten because I think as Christians, we're like, quiet time.
Yeah.
So true. Do the quiet time. Please don't minimize it. But it's kind of like being a flourishing Christian is more than a quiet time. It's not less, but it's much more than a quiet time. Okay, what is something you've learned since writing or are thinking about right now related to this topic?
Man, I am just really deep right now and thinking about what it means that we were made in bodies, that we are embodied is the fancy word to use. And just the fact that like, okay, as a mom and like just as a believer, there's all these things in my physical body that contribute to how short my fuse is, how anxious I am, how patient I am, you know, it's like all those different things. And it's not to like excuse sin or areas where I need to stand on truth, but it adds that other element to it that I need to be aware of. Things like my neurological signals, you know, my parasympathetic nervous system, look that one up.
Oh my goodness, some big $5 words in here.
Like just being overstimulated or to your point, rest, things like that, nutrition, how all of those things come into play. And so when I'm thinking about how to face a hard thing, or I'm thinking about how to even fight sin, it's not just considering my mind, but it's also considering how I can help my body to do those things. And that there are very real physical things, like when my blood sugar is more stable, I can endure hard situations better with more patience. And I feel like that's one way to like fight sin from my physical perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's like, cool, I can grow spiritually by caring for my body.
It is really cool.
And it's like, so, I don't know. So I'm like really, I've been nerding out on that for like almost a year now. And I'm still just continually amazed at how that habit of just like nutrition and physical care actually helps me walk as a Christian in a more holy way, hopefully.
Here is the deal. Here is the reality. God and science makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. I know everybody is like, nope, God and science, they don't work together. You know, that can kind of be something that people say, but every time I dig into the science,
God did that. God thought of that.
Oh my word. I know. I'm like, man, Lord, like, look at how you made us. Like, it explains so much. So anyway, God and science, they make sense. Okay. For me, I think God and science, actually, this is another one. Here we go. I am continually reminded how much awe does for me. And I think that I don't know if I like need it more than other people. I don't want to say that necessarily, but I think for me is like a lifeline. I could tear up. I'm tearing up right now because I think about it resets me in a way of just like, God, you're real. You are big. You have a hand in my life. You are good. Like all of those things. When I feel small and God feels big, it just reorients me. It's like hitting that reset button for me. And maybe because I struggle with doubt sometimes, I'm not sure, but getting out to the stars, going on walks, just feeling small within nature is, I think, a really vital thing that I've learned for myself only in the past few years. Cause like, how long can you go where you're like, just, you know, you're in your house, you're in your town, you don't really get out and you don't really experience that true deep awe. Like that can go for a really long time if you're not careful. Mm-hmm. And I've just really learned, okay, when I'm in a funk, when I'm not doing well, especially whenever I'm feeling a little bit with the Lord, mm-hmm. I probably need to go see some stars. Mm. It's just needed for me. And I'm working on a kid's book about awe right now, which also maybe has that topic like pretty deep in my heart. But I don't know. I loved that section. I love that we included it in there. I think it's not one that people often think of, but it's so vital and important. Mm.
It's good. Okay, Laura, where do you think moms are most likely to fall into error here or struggle?
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything, two ditches. But I think if I were to say which ditch people fall into, it's probably the not practicing them ditch, you know, like just the, hey, we're going to survive. We're going to sing worship songs. And like, that's about it that we do. Yes.
You know? And it's so true. Cause I do this too, where it's like you go days or like weeks without like really listening to worship music and being in the word and all these things. You're like, why does God feel so distant? I don't really, where is God? And it's like, well, you know, there's some just like really obvious things that we can do. It's like a lot of times you have to just make yourself like, I'm going to do this. This isn't what I feel like doing. Yeah. But you know what? There are so many areas of life where we do that. And I do that all the time, right? I'm like, I am, to your point, in a funk. I don't feel like it, but I need to get out of my sweatpants and put on hard pants and like take a shower. And suddenly like things aren't so bad anymore. Or I need to actually get out of my house and go for a walk outside and I feel like 1,000 times better and I have a completely different perspective. And it's like sometimes you have to do the thing you know you need to do and then like your feelings catch up with that. Yeah. Or you remember, you know, if we just went based on like how we feel, we would be so backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think sometimes that like we can pick kind of the sugar of the habits and disciplines, which to me tends to be like worship music, probably going to church on Sundays, seeing your friends, you know, and those are kind of like, those are easy for me to eat because they go down and they're really palatable and they're part of my like fun times. But it's those harder disciplines sometimes that I think that those are the workhorse of really making sure that our relationship with God is thriving. I think the other ditch that moms can fall into, maybe it's not a ditch, but it's just like another area, a little pothole, is that I think moms can often get very focused on their child's spiritual growth while forgetting about their own. And so they're like doing all these things with their kids and they're memorizing scripture and they're teaching them about the Bible. And I think that you can do that in a way where you're also growing. Cause I think that you can learn so much, right? By like teaching your kids, but you can also do it in other ways where it is like a checkbox, like we've been talking about. And it's just something where you're like, now, you know, I got to make sure that they're learning all of these things and it's not really meeting your heart or it's maybe not, it's not at a level that you need it to be at.
Going through the motions.
You're going through the motions. Yeah. And so I think that's another area where moms need to be cautious about this is that they're like making their kids practice these things, but they're not really doing them themselves.
And I have a quote on my phone I want to share now.
Oh, tell me.
Well, link it and stuff in show notes, but it says, become who you should be and stay as close to your children as possible so that they can catch it. And I'm like, it's just such a picture for me. It's a reminder that, again, when I want to get like focused on my children and like making them be a certain way, I'm like, wait a second. I need to grow in Christ. I need to be living these things out. I need to be modeling it. And then I want to be in close relationship with them so I can disciple them into what I am doing so that they can, you know, follow me as I follow Christ and not like, let me teach you how to follow Christ. And then like, I'm not really tending to all of these things within myself.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
And so I feel like that's just become a really helpful quote for me.
All right, Em, if a mom wanted to do 1 to 2 things right now to help her grow in and apply these things, what are some ideas?
Okay, here's the principle I'm learning in my life is like one thing at a time.
Seriously.
Because sometimes I get in these modes where I'm like, suddenly I'm like, I need to do this better. I need to exercise more. I need to eat healthier. I need to do this. I need to do that. And like, you cannot change and like overhaul every area of your life at one time. It would be better to focus on one of these disciplines or one of these habits. And just for a week, just say, okay, for the next week, I'm focused on, I want to wake up and set my timer and spend 10 minutes in prayer every morning for 1 week.
and then figure out what to do after that.
Well, and even, so here's what I like about this is that you do it for a week because that's manageable, right? That is, you're not saying I'm going to do it for a year because, okay, you're going to fall off within a month.
Yeah.
But do it for a week and then just do the same thing the next week.
Yeah.
And the same thing the next week. You don't have to even add very fast. I think something else that we do is like we start adding really fast. It's like supplements or something where they're like, take it every 5 days to see how your body reacts. And you're like, no, I just want to get it all done now. And you just take them all. And instead, I think we can say, okay, I'm going to read my Bible for a week and we do it for another week. And I'm just going to take it at a bite-sized pace because we can just bury ourselves pretty quick with to-dos.
Absolutely. And I think too, figure out a way that whatever you're doing today, right now, instead of adding it on as like another thing you have to do, see if there's a way you can incorporate a discipline or habit into something you were already doing that day. So like you're driving and your kids are in the back of the van or whatever, and usually you're listening to like kid music or whatever's going on. Okay, just take that drive that you're still in the car and listen to scripture, or take that time to pray, or, you know, bring a note card in the car with you and like just repurpose that time for something different. You know, we've talked about this. You're going on a walk, you're washing the dishes, you're going on your commute to and from work. Like use the time that you already have and just redeem the time is kind of the common way to say it. And I think that that's really true, that when I start to think like, okay, on my walk today, how could I use this time to like process with the Lord something that is really on my heart? Or could I meet with a friend on this walk versus just kind of getting in whatever my rut is and like, well, I don't know, I'm just going to go listen to my regular podcast. And it's like, that's okay sometimes. But if you're wanting to grow in some of these things, I think look for that thing like right now today that you could redeem and just start.
Do it literally today as you listen to this podcast.
Right now. Turn this off.
And also, maybe I'll close this out with a little gospel encouragement.
Little gentleness.
Remember, God is not annoyed with you. He doesn't speak to you like Emily just did.
Like Emily just did.
I love it. Sometimes we need the kick in the pants, right?
Okay.
But truly, remember that God is not annoyed with you. He's not eye-rolling at you for how many times you failed or you have had to restart. I think that that is really important to remember, that life ebbs and flows, and he's not surprised by that. He is thrilled anytime you pursue him. I think, I don't remember what show you said it on, Emily, but just kind of like that idea of like, if my kid doesn't come home from college for a long time, but then one day he does, like, I'm going to be thrilled. Like, I'm not going to be upset, you know? And that's very much the idea here is like, you would welcome your own child into your arms any moment, like, and gobble up any second in time you have with them. And that's the way God sees this. And just know you're never too far away from him to pick back up and to restart. So don't feel shame, don't feel guilt, and do something today. We'll say that in a friendly voice.
Hi, my name is Yami, and I'm part of the Risen Motherhood community because I recently followed prompting from the Holy Spirit to leave my law enforcement career to stay at home and be a mom and just wait for the Lord to show me what he wants me to do next. So I'm readjusting and reconnecting my mind to be a stay-at-home mom who lives for Christ and to look for what the Lord is teaching me in the everyday mundane and to connect to other moms in the same way.
Risen Motherhood is a nonprofit organization made possible by our generous donors for women just like you. If you'd like to support the ministry, please go to risenmotherhood.com/give.